Welcome, everybody, to episode 110 of Disney with the Ducks. Tonight, you've got me, John Krall, and I'm joined by Jody.
Hi, friends.
And it's just the two of us tonight, so you're going to get a lot of...
Two of us.
Building castles in the sand. Isn't that how that goes?
I don't know. You could totally make up the lyrics, and I'll agree with you.
I don't know where this is going, but we need to get this thing back on track here.
Already.
Yeah, we're not even a minute in. So it's just John and Jody tonight. And before we get into some of the opening questions and that kind of thing, we just want to ask everybody to go out, give us a 5-star review. Make sure you're writing some good comments too, and we can read those on a future episode. But it really helps us if you go out and do that. And then you want to share the show with some friends, and then you can come over and join our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks. And that's a fun group where I think we have around 500 people, and there's good engagement and interaction. It's a fun, one of the fun, positive places on the internet that you can go visit. So if you can go do those things for us, pause it and then come back and let us know you've done them. That's great. And now that you've gone and given us the review, our question tonight to get to know each other is, what is your favorite vacation that you've taken in the last 5 years that's non-Disney related? So, Jody, what's been your favorite family vacation you've taken in the last couple of years?
Non-Disney related. So it can't be Disney cruise, can't be anything Disney related.
Right.
Okay. So in the peak of the pandemic, we had a trip booked out west. We were going to do Grand Canyon, Sedona, Zion, all that great stuff. And we really had to figure out if we were going to do it or not. It was July of 2020. So before vaccines were out, all that stuff. And we really had a lot of time to think about it and figure things out. And the national parks had reopened. And we kind of thought that maybe it was a once in a lifetime opportunity, because everything would be so sparse and not greatly impacted by crowds because nobody else was traveling, that we decided we would try it. We wore double masks. We had more hand sanitizer than anybody ever should carry. We carried Clorox wipes. Like, literally, we would walk in the hotel room. I wouldn't let anyone touch anything. I would wipe everything down before anyone touched anything. Like, we were crazy, but we were outside almost the vast majority of the time. We were hiking and biking and rafting and canoeing and doing all this outdoor adventure. So we decided to take the trip, and it was really absolutely phenomenal. The Grand Canyon, I could look from where we were standing and it would be like 3 football fields away till we found the next human, because nobody was there. And I don't know that you're ever going to get that again. We did a tour with a Native American who sung to us in his native tongue and told us all the stories of his land. Like, everything was just so unique and so personalized, and just us and like one tour guide. We hiked through the slot canyons. Like, everything was just really cool. And it was not cool in temperature because it was blasted hot, but it was just special because so few people were traveling. And I think they were just extra appreciative of the fact that we were there and we were just taking such precautions. We were taking risk. We realized that, but we also kind of did the risk and reward analysis and thought that it was a good idea to go ahead and try it. And really ended up being a fantastic vacation, and just special and unique, and one that I know we'll never be able to repeat because we're never going to have an opportunity like that ever again.
Well, we hope we never have an opportunity like that again.
Please, not going to work. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome, though. That sounds like it would be such a cool trip. Because national parks and some of that, the outdoor stuff is so awesome and usually cheap and fun. And yeah. Well,
Okay. But I mean, even, you know, gas stations, we would take hand wipes and wipe things down before you, because we, at that point in time, you didn't really know how things were being, we didn't really know it was all airborne or how it was spread and all that. So we were so cautious on everything. But like I said, because so much of our activity was outdoor, and we did a mule ride, and I mean, we just did so many really cool things. It was, we missed out on some things because things were closed down, but the experiences that we did have we got lost on a hike and the kids almost killed us. That was great. Like, you know, were just great memories. I don't know. We played a lot of cards and games because, yeah, in the evening you would just be in your hotel room and got a lot of carry out to be safe, to be like eat with us. And I don't know. It was pretty awesome. So
that sounds really cool, man. I think mine was, we went to Gulf Shores last summer. So it was, my second trip with the kids after Katie passed. So the first one though, Katie's mom came along. So I had some help for at least a few of the days. So this was my first driving over 1,000 miles and taking all the kids with me to a vacation destination all by myself with nobody else I knew within several hundred miles, probably. So it just went amazingly well. You know, I mean, we had a great drive there and back. That was really nice. The kids do really well in the car for the most part. So, you know, we just drove as far as we could, went to Bucky's and, you know, of course the kids come out of there with $8 million worth of stuffed beavers and towels with a beaver face on it. Yeah. It's just, so, you know, but that, I think, you know, just the whole drive down, and then we got down there and we had a condo that looked right out onto the Gulf, and it was just beautiful. And the kids played at the beach a ton that trip. And that was one thing our family's just never done. We've never been a beach family because I get too bored. And, you know, we get to the beach, see the water, jump in, and okay, that was fun. What's next? But this trip, we didn't really have anything else to do. I mean, we went to the beach and, you know, my older daughter wanted to like tan and we'd play catch with the football, and Crosby would build little sandcastles with the girls, and everybody just got along, which was amazing. And then we found some really cool restaurants and hangout spots down there too. So we did a lot of fun family stuff like that, where, you know, we played putt-putt and went to this like outdoor venue that had a concert venue and a restaurant, and they had foam parties going on for the kids. It was super cool. And, so yeah, you know, that, and then Lulu's, which is Jimmy Buffett's sister's place down there. It's so cool. The food is amazing. And then you have this whole like adventure area outside where they have ropes courses and volleyball and all kind of cool stuff. So yeah, I think that would probably be it, because it just went so well. And it really like just proved, it let me prove to myself that I could survive taking the kids on a trip, which was, you know, that's what I needed to do. So I think that would be it. So that's why we asked this question tonight, that was going into what we're going to be talking about this evening. So a few weeks ago, Jody and your family went down to Disney it was spring break, right?
Spring break. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So you guys were going down to Disney. So it was the whole family, right?
The four of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're not bringing along friends or grandparents or anything.
No, we met up with friends, but no grandparents, siblings, no anything else. Just our core four. So,
okay. You met up with, it seemed like you met up with a lot of people on this trip, just we following did. Along your Facebook posts. And that's awesome.
Just, we did. It was so much fun to see friends. That was a blast.
That's awesome. And that's what's so fun about like people in the Facebook group, or, you know, and lizards and stuff like that. When you know other ones are going to be down there, and try to meet up and just hang out. Cause I think that's how all of us got to know each other anyway, was stuff like that, right? Just Facebook groups, and you kind of get to know people, and then finally take that next step and meet in person. So that's awesome. All right. So one thing I wanted to talk about the last part of your trip first, because it made me super excited. This is a part of Disney I've always wanted to go to, and we just never do. So I really want to talk about your last day. What did you guys do that last leg of your trip?
Yeah. So, we started our trip on Friday, March 29th, and we are at Disney World, the first part of that trip. But then on Thursday, April 4th, we got in the car, surprised the kids, didn't tell them where we were going, and packed up and drove about an hour and a half, I'd say, maybe a little less than that, southeast of Walt Disney World, and we went to Vero Beach. For those of you who don't know, Walt Disney World has all the parks. They have Disney and Disneyland and Tokyo and Shanghai and all that great stuff, but they also have three properties that are not park related. As far as I know, it's only those three. Vero Beach, Hilton Head and Aulani in Hawaii. And since we've become Disney Vacation Club members, we're like, well, points are fun. Let's see what we can do with our points. So we just knew we were gonna, spring break was gonna be really crazy at the parks, and we wanted just a day, we being Tim and I, because again, the kids didn't know what we were doing. We decided we just wanted a day to relax and chill after the craziness of the parks. And that is exactly what we got. So Vero was not a bad drive. Well, I don't know, Tim drove, I read a book, but so it didn't seem like a bad drive to me. That morning I got up, I grabbed breakfast from the Poly. Actually, I had to go get Tonga Toast, brought it back to the room. Ooh, we packed up, nice. We got in the car. So that is one thing, you will need a car. That there's no other way to get there as far as I can figure out. And we drove down there, and it was absolutely charming is the best word way I could describe it. We got a text at 12:25 that our room was ready, which was phenomenal.
Wow.
Because most DVC rooms aren't ready till 4. It's 12:25.
Yeah, 4 if you're lucky.
Yeah. We were staying in the main buildings. So they have a main building and then they have outbuildings and they have buildings that are entire like little cottages you can rent out. We don't have enough points for that. So we stayed in the main. Oh, so go ahead.
Are those like the bungalows or cabins at Copper Creek and Poly?
I don't know how many they sleep. They're not on the water. They're still in the sand, like on the land. They're not out on the water. They looked really cute. I haven't looked into them to see how many they sleep or what's involved with them. We just wanted to stay cheap. So we stayed with the cheapest points, the studio in the actual, I guess the hotel. You can stay there if you're non-DVC. You could just book it as a hotel as opposed to renting or using your points. But we got there and like the right at the guard stand, she was like, "Hello, friends, like welcome. How are you? How long are you here? What's your last name? Oh, your room's ready. Just pull on up here and we'll take care of you." And there wasn't a long line of people, like everything was chill. So we get in there, the cast member comes and she like sits down with me on the couch. It was so cute. She was like, "Hi, welcome to Vero Beach. Here's the map. Here's the activities. You know, what can I help? Here's where you park. What can I help you with?" I mean, everything about it was so calming, I guess is the best word I'd explain to it. After the chaos of being at Disney World during spring break with all the crowds, all the people, this was just chill, you know? And it wasn't overly Disney. So for those people who maybe are not wanting Disney to smack them in the face, there was not too much Disney. We didn't see any characters when we were there, albeit we were only there for like one day. So, it's not like we spent a long time there. But they were slightly, the kids, their pulled down Murphy bed had a Dory and Crush the Turtle painting on it. There was pin trading available all over the resort, which was great. You could still use the app to quick service food, which was awesome. But it wasn't so overly Disney either. It had the touches and it had the service and the cast members, but it wasn't like Pop Century. It wasn't bold and in your face.
And so how big overall is the resort? Like, what would you compare it to at, say, Disney World?
Gosh, that's a great question. I'd say it felt like the same footprint maybe as a Pop Century. Like, it's where, but it has the main building and then all these other buildings and then these little outhouses. So maybe not even that big. It wasn't gigantic. And again, we stayed in the main building. So we didn't even go into those other, but I'm not even sure if our room key would let us in there. I don't know. But it was quite nice. The room was nice. It was quite big. Actually, I was surprised how big it was. It had the refrigerator and all that good stuff, and the little kitchenette and the shower and the it was one sink, which was fine. I mean, we were only there for one day, so we didn't have a view, but we didn't pay for a view, so I wasn't surprised we didn't get a view. We were on the fourth floor. The room was quiet. We didn't hear anybody else the whole time we were there. I think it could have used a little more decoration. Like some of the walls were a little plain. Maybe I heard they just went through a refurb. So maybe our room just wasn't done yet. I don't know. But the only thing I'd say is the cast members were absolutely so incredibly nice. Like they were just really welcoming and very kind. And everybody was just down to earth and really, really chill.
So it kind of fits the vibe then of the whole resort, or helps create the vibe really, probably.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So one question I have about it is, so you said you're in the main building and it's, I assume it's like a little bit back from the beach, right? But are you very close to the beach? Is it a short walk? Or?
Oh, yeah, it was maybe a quarter of a mile. I mean, hardly anything. Like you just walk down this little pathway and you're right there. And security wise, I will say, I felt really good. If you had little kids, you would feel very confident about having them with you. You couldn't access the beach without a room key card. It wouldn't even let you through the gate. So you wouldn't have to worry about it, like a kid wandering down there without a parent noticing, and you couldn't get back on to the property without a room key card. So strangers along the beach, not that there were very many people, but they couldn't get back on the property either. So I felt very, very safe about all that. Just those little touches that Disney thinks about when there's kids involved, I really did appreciate. But yeah, so when you walked out to the beach, there was like a little pier and a little ramp that you walked down, and you had to touch your card to get beach access. And you can rent cabanas, lounge chairs and umbrellas. We chose not to do that because we knew we weren't there too terribly long for the day. So we thought, well, we'll just grab some towels. And we wanted to walk on the beach. And we walked quite a while. And I don't know how long that beachfront goes. It just seemed to go and go and go and go. And there were just not a lot of people out there. Now, again, it's the beginning of April. Maybe it's too chilly. Maybe the crowds weren't out. I don't know what it's like in the summer, but it was really empty and very quiet, and you had plenty of space to play and stretch out down there.
Oh, that's cool. So with the, I know you went in the spring instead of summer. So was the water temperature there where you could go swimming at the beach, or is that just?
Let me start off by saying we're kind of like your family. We're not like big, huge beach people. One person in our family is, that's Landon. He loves the beach. So he was immediately like, let's go in the water. Let's have fun. He got in. I think it could have been minus 20 and he would have gotten in. He was jumping in the waves and having his best time. Lindsay got up to maybe her knees, and Tim and I were perfectly content just walking up and down the beach. So it was pretty chilly. It was not warm. I will also say there's been a lot of questions on our Facebook group about the bugs there. Apparently there in that area, there's a big problem with the little critters. They're called no-see-ums, and per their name, you don't see them. But the property had this lotion that you could put on all over the place. Like it was in every countertop, every service, if you wanted to put that lotion on to prevent the no-see-um bites, you could. Apparently they hurt and they're not very enjoyable. None of us had an issue with it, but none of us used lotion either. And we were fine. Again, could be the time of year we went. I don't really know. So.
Okay. Well, that's a good tip to know about the lotion being around too, because if you didn't know that was there, and that could ruin a vacation having a
They actually in the paperwork, when she was sitting down on the couch talking to me about everything, kind of showing me the lay of the land, they gave you an entire piece of paper all about the no-see-ums and told you where the lotion was and how to use it, and they were very upfront about it. So it's not like they were trying to hide it, like, oh yeah, we have this thing. Like they were straight up about it. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Now I know there they also have a bunch of sea turtles, right? And that's where they do some of their breeding and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of year that was, but.
Yeah. So they do have some different turtle things going on. Unfortunately, it wasn't right when we were there, so we couldn't participate. Mm-hmm. They are very strict, though, about certain things. There are posted signs everywhere about the turtles and the nesting. They also ask that you make your room dark and shut your blinds and windows after 9 p.m. So the turtles don't think of that as a light source, that they go towards the ocean. They were really informative about the turtle, the sea turtles, and their, you know, going out to sea and all that. There was a lot of information. There were signs all over the place, like little like information signs that you could learn more about it. I really wish we could have been there a little longer to do some of the activities. They had a whole list of activities going on, different things going on in the community hall and information sessions. There was a wine tasting Tim was trying to talk me into, but I was like, no.
You resisted that?
Yeah, because we were only there for one day. I'm like, we need to do all the things. So there was movie on the grass. The only other thing I'd say is I regret not bringing some sort of a ball to toss or play. They had this gigantic grassy area that would have been really fun to kick a soccer ball, throw a ball, Nerf ball, whatever, or to take it out on the beach. We just didn't think that through. There are a lot of kids out there playing. I'm sure Landon could have asked one of them if he could have played, but he didn't. There were lots of teenagers there. They were all seeming to have a really great time. I don't know. Everything there's included in your stay was mini golf, shuffleboard. The pool was incredible. The slide was killer. This had a killer slide. It was so fast. It just went in circles, but it was so speedy. Landon and I were like, shoom, right in the water. I mean, it was, and we judge the slides. We rank them, and this one was pretty high up there. We were giving it a top three, and that's
really,
yeah.
And wow.
We're pretty hard at the slide. So,
that's pretty awesome though.
Yeah. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Nice.
I definitely think you could spend 3 to 5 days there and have plenty to do. We did not explore the area at all. We purposely didn't want to leave the property so we could report back on what the property was like. One thing I will say, the quick service was amazing. I would highly recommend everything for the quick service. It was really, really good, really fresh. Tim really loved the pool bar. He and the bartender got along quite well. But the sit-down dining was okay. It was a little disappointing. Some odd combos, like it wasn't spectacular. I think there's probably a lot better local restaurants that we could have gone to, but again, we wanted to try everything there on property and see what it was all about. So we ate there.
Okay. So they just have one sit down on property there?
As far as we could see, there was one sit down and one quick service. Now the quick service did get really crowded at lunchtime because everybody was there. Yeah. But it had like make your own salad bar, but they made it. You told them like what you wanted on the salad and they made it in front of you with tons of selection. And the sandwiches were like, our sandwich had arugula on it. I mean, hello. And like multigrain yummy bread and everything. It was just fresh and good and tasty. And they had Dole Whip. So Lindsay was thrilled. And yeah, they had Dole Whip.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I think it's a hidden gem. I think if you've been to Disney a bunch of times and you want something different, it worked out great for us after an incredibly exhausting up early, up late at night, go, go, go trip. That was a perfect way to chill out afterwards. Like I said, I think our families said that 3, maybe 4 nights there would be plenty. We feel like we didn't quite stay long enough. We wish we would have stayed a little longer, especially to see the local area. But you would need a car. That's one thing to get around. So,
okay. Well, no, that's awesome because like I said before, I always look at going there and I never end up going. So it's somewhere I really do want to check out and maybe just add it on to the end of a Disney trip or something for a couple of nights. But yeah, that's awesome. So, all right. That was the end of your trip though. So let's go back to
our trip.
Yeah. Let's go back to the beginning. All right. So you went down for spring break. What resort did you stay at?
Okay, so we stayed at the Grand Floridian. We used our DVC points and I messed up. We were supposed to stay check it on Saturday, but then we found out Scott and his family were going to be there and they were supposed to leave Saturday. So we're like, we'll come in a day earlier so we can hang out with them for a day. So I went back on the DVC page and I tried to book one more night. And I thought that I booked the same type of accommodations. Well, unbeknownst to me, there were two parts of the DVC properties at Grand Floridian. There's the Grand Floridian Villas and the Grand Floridian Resort, both DVC points. So the first night we stayed at the studio in the Grand Floridian Villas, which was an okay room, kind of small, to be perfectly honest with you. Our room was on the first floor, had a view of nothing. It was kind of, yeah, but we were there for one night, so what did it matter? Then the next five nights we were over at the resort in Big Pine Key and a studio in that portion of the resort portion.
Oh, so are those the ones that were the recently converted from hotel rooms to DVC rooms?
Yes.
Okay. Did they remodel them when they did that?
I don't know what they looked like before. Okay. I can only tell you what they look like now. They were nice. They were large. They were pretty. Mm-hmm. I preferred that more than I preferred the villas. It was spacious. The villas had two showers, which I loved. But the resort side was just a bigger room in general. I will say that neither one of them had the Murphy bed or the flip out bed. So my kids did have to share a bed, which they don't love as much anymore, but whatever, suck it up, buttercup, yeah. You deal with it. Like right. You're on vacation. So, they dealt with it. So the whole booking of the wrong room was kind of my fault. It did end up being a kind of a problem. I'll tell you about that the next day, but I'm glad that we tried both. Cause now I know, what it's just like. So.
Yeah, no, that's cool. Cause I haven't stayed at the recently converted ones before, but the villa ones. Yeah. The room, I mean, it wasn't great, but I just love that resort so much.
Yeah.
Did you take advantage of any of the, go ahead.
We haven't stayed there since Tim and I were dating. So.
Oh, wow.
It's been quite some time since we stayed at the, and our kids have never stayed there. And Lindsay was so, so because we go often, we try to keep a couple things a surprise for them just to make it more exciting. She was really excited to stay there for Easter because they do a lot of Easter things. So she was super excited to be at the Grand Floridian for Easter because they had the Easter eggs and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, that is really cool because they have all like the hand painted ones and stuff, right?
Oh, they're gorgeous. Yeah. But I didn't know that the Contemporary had that too. Until we had brunch at the Contemporary, I had no idea. So they had some too.
Yeah, I don't think I've never stayed at the Grand or the Contemporary at all, but yeah, that's a really cool, but that's one of the really cool things about the Grand Floridian in general is they do such a great job with like at that. And then at Christmas having, you know, the gingerbread house and everything. It's just, they do everything so well.
We saw so many brides. Every day there was a bride. Every single day. It was so fun to be like, we saw a bride, we saw a bride, we saw a bride. And they'd be out at like 8 a.m. because they would, I guess they were doing like weddings in the middle of the night at Magic Kingdom or something. And then during the reception. Oh. Yeah. Cause they do the weddings at like 1 or 2 a.m. because the parks are
for
closed.
For real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa. So you can actually get married there?
Yeah. That's you can amazing. Get married in the Magic Kingdom. So that was really cool because Lindsay and I love fairy tale weddings. So we've watched it all the time. So that was really cool to see all the brides. So, but we saw brides daily. Not the same bride, different brides, but
hopefully also different grooms.
I would hope. We'll see. I don't know. I didn't see many of the grooms, but anyway. So we arrived Friday, March 29th. Got the rental car, went there, stayed in the villas. Our room was ready at 3:48. Awesome. Got ready, grabbed the car. We actually went to Coronado that night for dinner to go eat at Toledo. Tim and I have eaten there twice. We've loved it both times. And this time was good. It wasn't spectacular. And I think the reason why is our server was just meh. Like, she was kind of like, here's your food. You know, there was no interaction. And the server behind us was so fun. We could hear him talking to the table and engaging with them. We're like, can we trade? He seems great. Like, he seems so fun. But Landon and I will tell you this. Landon decided he was starving, and so I wanted the scallops at night, but my 13-year-old was hungry, so we split the chef's signature dinner for two. And if you've not heard of this, I want to talk about it for those of you who could be interested. It's $155 for two people, and it includes a appetizer, a four little mini appetizers, which were like mussels and tuna and a fig and honey thing and like maybe a potato thing. I forget the other one. Then you get a charcuterie board. Then you get a 32-ounce ribeye, something gigantic, a gigantic ribeye with two sides that you get to pick. We picked the Brussels sprouts and the whipped potatoes.
Ooh, Brussels sprouts.
The Brussels sprouts were some of the best I've ever had. And then you get a dessert. So for $150,
that's not bad.
For two appetizers, a huge gigantic steak with two sides and dessert. I mean, I was
that's
like,
not that bad, actually.
Yeah. Of course, like our family split the appetizers and the dessert. So, you know, really it was just like the main course. And actually, Lindsay ate most of the Brussels sprouts. So, but it was ribeye is not my favorite cut, but it was good. I wasn't the best meal I've had there. I think the scallops are by far the best, but for that bang for your buck, like I don't know that you, and you get DVC or AP or Visa card discount.
Oh
yeah.
Maybe I should look at Toledo for next
and it's
trip.
Just a cool environment. It's upstairs. The ceiling changes color throughout the night, like the not chandelier, but it's like this entire ceiling that just changes throughout the evening. Tim thought it didn't, and then we had to take pictures throughout the night to prove to him that it really does. So
like, look, it used to be blue.
No, it's because it's like an orange to red to pink. It's not
right,
you know, but anyway, so that was awesome. We ended up, it was just a great meal. Like I said, our server was fine. Unfortunately, it wasn't fabulous, but we all really liked our food. And again, the prices there are reasonable. Like I think their fillets there are like $36 as opposed to
it's like a normal restaurant, like
$56 or whatever. So
yeah,
anyway, so then we went back. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to ask, so the server situation, do you think the jealousy over the other table's server impacted your taste buds to where this wasn't, you know, it would have been the best meal you've ever had if you had that other server?
I think.
Yeah, you sound like
it. Servers can make or break. So I'll put it this way. So In the charcuterie board, they had a little bit of blue cheese. I love blue cheese. And I think blue cheese and steak are an amazing pairing. So she went to take the charcuterie board away and there was a tiny little blue cheese. I'm like, oh no, I'm going to keep that blue cheese for my steak. Like a great server will be like, oh, let me bring you out for your steak. I mean, when I'm saying a tiny little bit, it was half a size of a penny. That's how much I was keeping of this. It was so tiny, but I really wanted that tiny little blue cheese. And she just was like, eh, whatever, see ya. Like, I mean, again, huh. I don't need them to become my best friend, but
yeah,
she just wanted nothing to do with us. She was just there to give us our food and take our order. But we made up for it because later that night, we went to Enchanted Rose. I've never been to Enchanted Rose. You've been there.
Yes, and I love it. But I went by myself, and I still loved it, though.
Okay, where did you sit?
Like right when you walk in, you know how the bar goes around? I sat like right there, right when you walk in. So it was pretty full when I went.
That night was an absolutely gorgeous night, like low humidity, kind of cool in the air. So we wanted to be outside. I had no idea that they had an outside patio. So we go to the outside patio and Lindsay went to bed because Lindsay had gone to school that morning and taken in a really big AP pre-calc test. So she was done. She was like, I want to go to sleep. So Landon, Tim, and I went to the bar and we met up with Scott and his family and their friend Beth, who was awesome. And so we went out with them and we had the server who made up for our server at Toledo. This server was so much fun. His name was Mark, but he was wearing a name tag that said Matt, and he has a twin brother named Patrick. So we were calling him Patrick, Mark, Matt all night long, even though his name's really Mark. And we got a selfie with him and he's going to be on the, I don't know anything about golf, but he's on the PGA amateur pro something tour. Like he's trying for something with PGA. I don't know. Those are words I don't understand, but
he's an amateur golfer.
Maybe something like that. Trying to become pro. Is that something you do? I don't know.
If you want to be a professional, you have to try to become a professional. That's true.
Well,
in any line of work, really, but
yeah, and drinking golf. And everything. Yeah. So anyway, he was great. He was so much fun. He recommended great drinks. We just had a super fun time with him. He really turned the server situation around. So if you go to Enchanted Rose, his name is really Mark, but if you tell him, hey, we hear your name is really Patrick Mark Matt, he'll think it's hilarious and he'll know you were with us. So he was awesome.
Nice. Now, what did you get to drink? What was your favorite drink you had there?
So that night I got because we were there three different times.
Oh, well, you should be because it's an excellent bar.
Yes. And again, it was the first night of vacation. We were outside. Yeah. The weather was amazing. Yeah. We had full bellies. I think I got a French
friends
that night. Yeah. We really had a great
perfect evening.
It really was. It really was. We were missing Lindsay, but I get it. She was beat. So
yeah.
Super fun. So
that's awesome.
Great first day.
Okay. So that was the day you arrived. So the next day, Saturday the 30th, you're right. Moving over to the other side of the Grand Floridian.
Mm-hmm. So
okay, so how'd that go?
Not great. So we got up at 6. We left the room at 6:15 in the morning because we were trying to rope drop Animal Kingdom. So we dropped our luggage off at the Grand Floridian front desk. And we're like, we'll see you later. You know, that all worked out okay. We get on the bus to go rope drop Animal Kingdom. We got to Animal Kingdom at 7 in the morning, went straight to Flight of Passage. Just kept walking right through, always, you know, early bird gets the worm. We went from there to Navi, went from Navi to get Jeff's Kusafari. Is that the name of it? The place with the giant cinnamon roll. And Lindsay got some coconut coffee thing that she was all excited about. That she was like, I've been trying to try this. And so she was excited. Then we went straight to Safari. Safari was amazing. Like, again, walked right through, maybe a 20-minute wait at best. We were done with Safari by 9:10 a.m.
So did you have, like, early entry or anything?
Yeah, so because we were staying on property, I think early entry that morning was technically 7:30, but they let us in at, like, 7:10. They typically do let you in at least 15 early. Minutes earlier, if not earlier. So that's why it's nice to get that jump start on everyone. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we, after Safari, we grabbed some Starbucks. We, did single rider at Everest. We did Dinosaur because that's closing. Went back to Pandora, grabbed some lunch at Satui Canteen. And I mean, lunch, it was like 11:10. And then we were like, well, we're tired. Let's go back to the resort. Of course, we were homeless, right? Because we had checked out that morning. And we knew we were probably going to be homeless for a little while. We expected that. We had a bag packed with beach clothes to go sit at the pool. We did not anticipate being as homeless or without loungers as long as we were. The pool was packed. And there are two pools at Grand Floridian, and both of them were packed. We could not find a chair or a lounger anywhere. Not one. We're a family of four. We couldn't find one. And what's annoying is people put their stuff on the loungers or the chairs and then they don't use them. And I really wanted to be like, dude, please, can we just lay down here for a half an hour? Like, please. But I don't know. Just be respectful of others, I guess, is my tip there. Try to be aware of your surroundings. Tim and Landon ended up finding a table in the quiet pool in the shade. So not a lounger, but at least a table. So they just kind of sat there and watched sports. And at least they couldn't sleep, but they weren't in the sun. Lindsay and I found one lounger and then somebody left and we found another lounger in like the kids splash zone because that was the only place that had a lounger. So she and I stayed out in the sun for a little bit, but it was really, really, really crowded and there just wasn't any place for us to go. And of course, the time that you want your room ready early, guess what happens?
It was early?
No.
Oh, that's sad.
Not early at all. And no place to go. And it was 3:45. And I finally went up to the front desk like, hey, I know check-in's in 15 minutes. Like, is there any room at all? Like, we checked out of here at 6:15 this morning from the other resort, like the other side. We just got to get over to this side. I'm like, yeah, no. We're doing an inspection to make sure it's clean enough. I'm like, I, at this point in time, I don't care if it's clean enough. We're so tired. And we had to be dressed and out the door for dinner at 5 o'clock because we were going to Flying Fish that night. So now it's going on 4 o'clock. We still don't have a room. Our room was ready at 4:26. Oh. So now we have, so the you only-
34 minutes.
Yeah. The only smart thing that Tim and I did is we went to Bell Services and grabbed our luggage because we knew we would at least be staying in Big Pine Key. And there's a nice lobby there. So we at least like made it that far, like drug all of our stuff over there. Plus we had also gone to the grocery store that day. So we had waters and blueberries and all this other nonsense. So at least we made it that far. So we're like, okay, yeah. Once we get the text or info, like we're at least in the building. So it was, that was rough. We were pretty gosh darn tired. And I regret making that mistake about the wrong stay, because had I not done that, we would have had a room, we all would have had a nap, and we would have been great. Yeah. But, you know, we messed up. I messed up. So,
well, Jody, you know, we don't learn and grow unless we make mistakes.
I know.
So.
I know. So
yeah, you got to go a little easier on yourself on this one.
Yeah. So anyway, our room was on the fourth floor, room 49424. It was looking out at the pool. It was fine. It was hot. We couldn't ever get the room cool enough. It wouldn't go below 68. And so they brought in a fan to make it cooler, which was okay. But it was also loud. Like we could hear. It was like pop century. Like I could hear toilets flushing from other rooms. I could hear people upstairs walking around. And I had heard that. And it was once that we got the fan in the room, it kind of helped block out all that other noise. So that was kind of nice, but it was surprisingly loud to me at the noise from the other room. So,
yeah. Wow. Yeah. When I stayed there, we were on a first floor on a corner. And it was perfect for us because it had a little grass area out there and we didn't have people on that side at least. So there was at least one less room to be creating a echo chamber or whatever around us. So, but yeah. Huh. So that night flying. Oh,
yeah. That night we took an Uber to Flying Fish to Boardwalk because we just didn't have time. So that was the world's fastest. Let's see how we can make ourselves look presentable in 34 minutes. So lots of changing clothes, you know, throwing on makeup, fixing hair quickly and running out the door. It was awesome. Flying Fish was, I haven't been there in 5 years or so. It was just as good as I remember. Their signature dish is the potato crusted wrapped, red snapper. It's phenomenal. Our server was phenomenal. The company was great. We had a great time. We had a great meal. I don't know that there was anything I didn't like. Everything was super. I really, really, really loved everything about it and would highly recommend it if you're looking to have a special meal, because it is a signature dinner, so it's not cheap. We walked to Epcot then and watched the fireworks. I think it's a visually stunning, beautiful show. I think the music timing with the lights are gorgeous. But I still feel like the music is incredibly sad and a little too somber for me. Lindsay and Emily were actually talking, you know, both teenage girls, and Lindsay said something to Emily like, yikes, do we die now? Like, is that the part of the show we die? And Emily said to her, like, no, we have to fall in love first before we die. And like, that was kind of the... I actually timed it. There was about 2 minutes of upbeat song through the whole thing. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful, but it's just a little bit of, a downer of a storyline for my preference. So,
okay.
As a matter of fact, one of our friends' friend said that she can't watch it because she's recently lost both of her parents, and it's just not a good show for her to see. So,
wow. I'm going to stay away from this, this show. I'm glad. And you warned me about that last week when you were down there.
Yeah. And then because we couldn't let the night end, we went to Abracadabra, had a lot of fun. And yeah,
the place is so fun.
It was so fun, but we were so tired because think about it. We had been up since we had checked out of our room at 6:15 and really didn't get a proper rest in. So we were beat. So but we were kind of
Jody, you know, you can sleep when you're dead.
Yeah.
Life is your living.
So does Luminous tell us that. So and I'm gonna just quickly skip through the rest of the days real fast because I know we're going long here. But it was a fun night. It was top memories, top nights. We had a really good time.
That's good.
Very lucky to be with some friends and, you know, to meet all these wonderful people in this community and spend time with people. So.
Yeah, that is such a fun place. And it sounds like you guys had an awesome dinner before that, man. So, okay. So last couple of days then, what else?
I forgot to say, I saw Derry that day too. Derry was there with her family and she was so sweet. She came over to the Grand Floridian to say hi when we were homeless. Cause I was like, I don't really want to leave because I'm hoping that our room text is going to come through. I should have just left because
it didn't.
It probably would have happened had I left. So anyway, it was great to see her and her family too. So forgot to say that. So that was very sweet of them to come over and say hi.
Yeah, that's so cool. That's what's so fun about, like, just like we were talking about at the beginning, just the lizard community and the duck group, just all these folks, and you can meet up and just say hi and have a drink or a meal or something. That's so much fun.
It's awesome.
Man. All right. So that was Saturday.
Okay.
What else did you guys do the rest of the trip?
Okay, so Sunday was Easter, and we decided that we were really not going to do a park, but we had Epcot passes and we're going to try for Guardians just in case. So I did get us Guardians boarding group because, you know, any chance to ride Guardians, got to take it. So we went to Disney Springs that day. We rope dropped Gideon's. That was a little crazy. We got there at 9:30 and the line was already, well, I don't know, 200 people deep or so for Gideon's. We had brunch reservations at Wine Bar George at 10:30 and I was about five people back when our reservation came up for Wine Bar George. So I sent Tim and the kids over there. I'm like, this is what I want to eat. This is what I want to drink. Just order it for me. I'm not getting out of this line. So I stayed in line, grabbed the stuff. They went over because it's literally right next door. So they got that. It was an amazing brunch, super delicious, so filling. George was there as always. It was awesome. And then we drove from Disney Springs to Epcot just to ride Guardians. So we were all in our church clothes and our Sunday best. And we went to Guardians Road, Guardians in all of our fancy clothes. So that was kind of fun. And we finally got September, which is the last song that we needed to get all the Guardian songs. It's the song that I've wanted the most. My daughters wanted that because they sing it at camp all the time. So that was super fun. Like we were just all so excited about that. And that was great.
Nice.
Went back to Grand Floridian. This time we had a place to lay our heads during the middle of the day. So we all took a little snooze. We went to the pool. We went out down the slide at the Grand Floridian. We ranked it about a 6 out of 10. So we got to keep the rankings going. And then that night we did something really unique. We went to the DVC Top of the World Lounge at Bay Lake Tower and we had reservations for the Wicked Wind Down event. This is a hard ticket event. You prepay it. It's $55 a person. It includes an appetizer, a drink, and a dessert. And a private fireworks showing viewing area. We were meeting Cheryl and her son, Alec, from Switzerland. We were meeting them at that event. They had booked it the same night as us on purpose. When I booked the reservation, they would not allow me to book six. They would only allow me to book R4 for our family. And so Cheryl had to call and book her too. But they guaranteed us that they could put us together. Well, we get there and they're like, well, we can't put you together. And Cheryl was like, yeah, so we came a really long way to be together at this event. So can you figure this out? Like a table of four and a table of two, can you figure out a way to put us together? And magically they did. So that was really awesome. The menu there is not robust, but the things we had were all fantastic. Mind you, we had only had brunch. We didn't need anything since brunch to them. We had a plant-based flatbread that I would order in a heartbeat. Tim loved it. We loved it. Everybody loved it. It was so good. They had gigantic pretzels. Landon got some pork belly sliders that were really good. Lindsay got some hummus. So we each got an appetizer. The adults each got an alcoholic beverage. The kids, obviously not. We went out and watched the fireworks, which for my husband is the way to watch the fireworks. He does not like the crowds. He does not like the people. There were maybe 20 other people out there with us. I mean, maybe. I mean, it was, now you can't see the projections on the castle, but you get the music pumped in and the fireworks. It was awesome. So the only thing that I wish they did different is every single one of us got a dessert, and it's that 7-layer cake. And we did not need 6 slices of that 7-layer cake. So they did box up half of them immediately and gave it to us boxed up so we could enjoy it on the rest of our trip. But like Cheryl was saying, they're not really sweet eaters. So they would have loved to have traded that for like an appetizer, even if it was just a pretzel, you know, just a, not everybody likes dessert. And those slices of cake, I don't know if you've ever seen it. They're huge. Like they're substantial. They are. Well,
and there's a lot of layers. I mean, seven layers, a lot.
So it was that I get. But our server was great. The experience was great. It was just nice to be with them and share an experience with them. And again, back to meeting friends, like it was just nice to be with some friends again and spend an evening with them and have a really good time.
Yeah, that's so cool. That sounds like a really neat event. And I like seeing the fireworks from different perspectives too.
Yeah, it was funny. The fireworks looked really far off to the right when you watched them that way. It was really funny. They didn't, you know, line up behind the castle, but the music and the timing and everything was wonderful. So,
that's awesome.
And let me zip through these next couple of days. So Monday, we went to Hollywood Studios. We were meeting with Cheryl and her son at Hollywood Studios. We had a bus issue that morning, our first of our two bus issues at Grand Floridian, which I have to say, I was very disappointed in the Grand Floridian bus situation. The transportation was a hot mess there. And I thought for a deluxe resort, like if I was a cash paying guest there, I'd be pretty mad to the point go ahead.
I was going to say that was our biggest thing there as well, because it shares a bus with the Poly, which those are two deluxe resorts. And then you've got some of the lower level resorts that have a unique bus or whatever, just for that resort or dedicated bus. And that's what really always got us too, was it's upsetting.
Especially when you're going for early entry hours and you're getting to the bus an hour before it opens. And there were 3 Animal Kingdom buses that came and went and not 1 Hollywood Studios bus. So we were like, screw it. We grabbed an Uber. So, we had to pay for it, which stinks. Like that's the whole reason why you stay and you don't leave the bubble. You don't want to pay. I mean, we could have taken our car, but we knew we were probably going to have a beverage. We didn't want to drive. So we took an Uber, met Cheryl and Alex, rope dropped with them, went off to Rise. We were off of Rise before the park opened for general guests, which is awesome. Got Mickey Minis with like a 15-minute wait, did Toy Story Mania. Alec won. He kicked all of our rear ends. We went to Slinky Dog. We went to Tim's Lounge. We went to Docking Bay 7, which I know nobody likes, but we really do.
Wait, you said something about, so Tim's Lounge. So there's a corporate lounge in Galaxy's Edge, right? And that's one thing for our listeners, that's worth checking before you go down to Disney, is if your company has any perks. Because you guys have that. I work for GM and we have a lounge at Test Track, but we also get to ride the ride without waiting in line at all. if you work for GM. And there's other companies that do sponsorships and stuff with Disney that'll give you different perks throughout the parks and the resorts. So just something worth checking out.
Yeah, it's just like Disney Visa. If you have a Disney Visa, you get certain perks and certain character photos and things. That check that stuff out before you go. We wrote Terror, and this was something new that I've never had before, so I wanted to share this. Do you know when you finish Tower of Terror, let me try that again, you walk out and then you're walking, before you get to the gift shop, there's that really long, it looks like a check-in desk. Do you know what I'm talking about? Right before you get to the gift shop. Like you're, okay, so it's right when you walk out of the ride.
And oh, yes. Yes. Okay.
So there was a cast member there, and Lana and I were talking to him because they were pin trading, and he's my pin trader. So we were talking to him. And then I was like, oh, Lana, there's the guest book. We should see whose names are in there. And the guy was like, well, do you want to sign the guest book? And we're like, what? He's like, that's you cool. Can sign the guest book. We're like, you can? So he pulled the guest book out, and Lana and I signed the guest book at the Tower of Terror.
That's so cool.
I had no idea. That was so random and fun and cool. And like, and he's like, so anytime you come back, you can look at this, like, you know, ask to see your name in the guest book.
Yeah.
No idea.
That's so cool. Cause that's like one of those things that Disney just has that attention to detail, and right. To the point where even a guest book in a hotel ride attraction is real.
I mean, how many times have we been there and we never experienced that before? So just, the cast members, the attention to detail, that was awesome. So that was great. So we left, went back to the hotel, we rested, we went back to Hollywood Studios at night, hung out with Wade and Shelley from Nebraska. So we got more friends. That was great. We met them at a Baseline Tap House, because you know, gotta go to Baseline. And then we went to the we decided not to go to the Fantasmic show, but watch the Wonderful World of Animation. Have you heard of this?
No.
Okay, so we're like, we've done Fantasmic a bunch of times. Let's try this instead. It's an evening show. It's projected on the Chinese theater. And it says that it is a cool mashup of new, classic, and rarely seen animation films projected on the Chinese theater. And I have to tell you, it was way better than I anticipated. And it was really enjoyable. Like,
that's cool.
We all really, really liked it. Like, it was kind of a nice surprise. Like, we had low expectations, and it's not Fantasmic, but it was really nice. It was a nice treat. So
that's awesome.
That night then we had extra evening hours at Epcot, and again, this is the second time I messed up on this trip. I'm telling you all this so you don't do what Jody did. If there are deluxe evening hours, a virtual queue opens up at 6 p.m. for you to get on virtual queue for the ride to the park that's available. Somehow I forgot about the 6 p.m. drop and totally missed it. So we could have gone on Guardians again that night, but I failed to set my alarm for 6 p.m. and we missed it. So that was kind of stinky. That was my fault for not remembering to do it. And the other thing about this at Epcot, I would not, I thought the Epcot extra evening hours were not as great as Magic Kingdom's. So we went to Frozen, and then in order to get back to Remy, they wanted you to walk all the way around to Mexico and Canada and United Kingdom, all the way to France. They wouldn't let you walk past China, Japan, America, all that stuff. You weren't allowed to go that way. They cut that part of the park off. So that's crazy. Like, we weren't going to walk all the way back there. Like that, that kind of was weird. So, anyway, it was, and also there's really little food available for those extended evening hours. So don't go hungry. Somehow Tim didn't eat and he was starving and kind of cranky.
But do they have, do they give out like the Mickey bars and stuff? Like they do?
No, this isn't a hard ticket event.
This is just the resort.
Extra. Yeah.
Okay. So, gotcha.
Tuesday we crushed Magic Kingdom all day. We went to Steakhouse 71, had brunch. John, you are 100% correct that Eggs Benedict is the bomb.
It is so good.
We had a great server, great experience. They do not have the refillable mimosas anymore, which is what I was excited about, but they don't. We rode all the stuff. We used Genie Plus that day, and I'm glad we did because the parks were really crowded. And then Wednesday, our last day before we left for Vero, this was kind of a fun day. This was, so we woke up early, we went to Epcot, and we had a disastrous morning. Like one of those mornings that you were like, this sucks, I hate this, this is not going well. So get up early to go to extra early resort hours, whatever they're called. Monorail was down. So the monorail people tell us to go downstairs and take the bus. So we go downstairs, we find the bus, and the bus, this is when I should have had an aha moment. The bus said monorail loop. And from, I don't know why I didn't put one plus one together to figure out that it literally, the bus was going to take us on the monorail loop. So we left the Grand Floridian and we went to the Magic Kingdom and we went to the Contemporary and we went to the TTC and then they drove us to Epcot. So an hour later, we made it to Epcot. We missed the resort morning hours. At that point in time, Remy was up to like 120 minute wait. So I was mad because that's what my plans were for that morning. And I love Remy. So I kind of started off salty that day. We should have taken an Uber. We should have thrown in the towel and taken an Uber. But again, I wasn't thinking it through. Like it says monorail loop and it was going to take us to all those places. Yeah. So if that ever happens to you and it says monorail loop,
don't bail. Get on.
Yeah, don't get on. So we had a great time eating all the food, went back. We actually ended up going to La Cava with no line, no wait. And they sat all six of us because it was Tim, the kids and I, and Cheryl and her son. Had a great time at La Cava. Cheryl got a free drink. Then the kids left and played basketball and it started pouring rain. They played basketball in the pouring rain, had a great time. We finished up, went back to Grand Floridian, met them. They were drenched, like drowned rats drenched, but they were living their best life, having the best time of their lives. It rained from 3 to about 11. But we just kind of hung out. We went back to Enchanted Rose for the third time that trip.
Okay, good.
And then they had extra evening hours at Magic Kingdom that night. And we crushed it. We had so much fun at Magic Kingdom that night. We did Tron. We did Winnie the Pooh. We touched the honey wall for Joe just so we could make Joe proud. We did Big Thunder twice. We did Haunted Mansion with a 13-minute wait. And the Haunted Mansion people were so amazing. Because there's no crowd, they could really pull, like, get into character. They completely scared the crap out of Cheryl. It was probably the funniest thing I've ever, like when the light, like the guy was standing on one side of her. And then when lights came back on, he was standing directly in front of her, scared the living daylights out of her. Super funny. Awesome. Like completely memorable. And we kept saying, we wish we'd have seen his name badge. Cause we would have loved to give him a cast compliment. This kid was awesome. And then we were the very, 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 very last people to ride Pirates of the entire night. Like, that was pretty cool. So empty park, super fun photos, like extra evening. It was 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We got back in the room at 1:40 in the morning. It was late, but it was awesome. So
that's really cool.
And I tried to speed through all that. So I'm sorry.
All right.
I just wanted to give some of those. Oh, the other thing is, if you've never done this before, you can, your girls or boys or whoever, adults, I did it. If you don't know this, you can get pixie dusted in the Magic Kingdom at the, I think it's Sir Mickey's. It's right when you walk through the castle, right to the right, before you get to the carousel, like directly across from Bippity Boppity Boutique. You just walk in there and you say to the cast member, can I get pixie dusted? And they walk up and they get glitter and they make you get to make a wish and they put glitter all over your hair. And it's totally free. Like there's no cost to it. Hmm. So Lindsay knew about it. And so we both did it. And that's also a little fun tip that I've never.
And they just, were they excited when someone asked?
Yeah, she was super excited. She was like, oh, I'd love to do pixie dust. And so she was like, you have to make a wish. And she like put, and we had glitter all of us over us the rest of the day. It was awesome. So
that's cool.
So sorry, I forgot to do. So, okay. I just threw up on you and told you everything as quickly as I could. But
it's a lot.
I think.
But yeah, no, it sounds like a super fun trip. Sounds like you guys had a really good time.
It was exhausting and fun. Yeah. But it's just interesting. Yeah. You go a zillion times, yet there are things that you've never done before and experiences you've never had. And it was pretty awesome. So
yeah, it sounds really cool. So awesome. I'm glad you guys had a really good time. And now we're going to give our listeners a good time by going into our favorite segment, which is Quacking Up with the Ducks. So, Joey, right. What do you got for us?
Okay, so since we just came back from Disney and saw the Disney characters, I was thinking about 101 Dalmatians. So why don't Dalmatians like to take baths?
Why? I don't know.
They don't like to be spotless.
Yeah. No, it takes away their whole identity at that point. Yeah. Oh man, I was thinking about just like road trips and vacations, and I was thinking, where do honeybees use the bathroom on a long road trip?
I don't know. Where do they use the bathroom?
The BP station. That's funny. I thought so. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. All right. Well, thank you everybody for listening. Again, if you could please go out and give us a 5-star review on wherever you get your podcasts, and then also write something nice, hopefully, to us, and we can read it on one of our upcoming shows. And then go join our Facebook group, Disney with the Ducks, and tell us about some of your upcoming trips or some of the trips you've recently completed, and just share some tips and, you know, fun things like Jody mentioned with the pixie dusting. That's just really like a cool thing that I don't think a lot of people know about. So, all right. Well, thanks everybody. And Quaharini.
Bye, friends.